Welcome back to the Marketing Ninja Podcast with Manuel Suarez, CEO of Attention Grabbing Media and author of number one bestseller, Marketing Magic.
So here's the thing. Scale and at scale are two entirely different definitions. If I want to scale my business, I want to grow my business. Scaling is synonym to grow. The definition can be expanded a lot more because, for example, the art of scaling businesses also requires the ability to scale your advertising. Let me give you one particular example. If you created a campaign on Google to try to get more people to call your company so you can actually sell them your services, let's say helping people write their own books. So you're trying to generate prospects that are interested in actually buying your services because it's a very valuable service. So you spend $1,000 promoting your services and you get one person to call you. That one person calls you and you're able to close them on a package that's, let's say, for example, $25,000. So you spend $1,000 and you brought in a prospect that paid you $25,000 for you to help them write his own book. So that's a great product right there, right? Put a dollar, get $25 back. How do you scale that product? Because if you don't scale it, you cannot grow your business. You need to take that same concept and now get two more clients. In order for you to get two more clients, the same $1,000 are not gonna cut it. Now you need to get another $1,000 or another $5,000. And you need to invest more money in growth. Scaling a business requires investing in strategies so you can grow. If you look at the word that applies here, the definition of scale. So the most common definition here is to climb up or reach by means of a ladder. So they use that word and they created their own definition and the subject of marketing, and is a very, very commonly used word in the subject of business and marketing. Very widespread. One of the biggest struggles that entrepreneurs, business owners have is how to scale their advertising, how to be able to spend more and continue to get results. Some people get stuck in the subject of scale because they spend $10,000 on advertising and they get $20,000 in sales and they say, okay, that's good. So now I want to spend $20,000 in advertising and I want to get $30,000 in sales. But now they spend $20,000 in advertising and they still get $20,000 in sales. So that scale did not work. So scaling is also an art. It's also a science, and it's very important for people to know how to scale. Like, the definition of scale that would be applicable here would be, by definition, building scale means that you get incrementally more results with the same inputs. We need to grow results faster than investment. Tactically, this means bringing in more leads, opportunities, revenues with less marketing budget per each one. So scaling is a process of actually being able to get more for the same or even less. And a lot of the scaling process comes about with strategy. There's a saying that is very widely known in the world at large, which says, you don't know what you don't know. You don't know what you don't know. For example, how did I scale? We had a business with my father that was selling digital information, teaching people how to handle their metabolism with different little areas that we were addressing, sleep or like weight loss or hypothyroidism or whatever the different areas are. So we gave them access to courses and trainings. I needed more people to pay attention. In 2020, as COVID was becoming widespread, I needed a lot more people to look into our programs and understand how it can help them. I didn't have enough eyeballs. So I had to come up with a strategy so I can get more eyeballs looking at our products and services. What did I do? I sat down and I figured out a strategy for scale. By scale, I mean like I needed attention at large. I needed a lot of people to be interested in our products and services. So what I did was that I took, my dad had somewhere around 150 different lessons. I took one of them and I said, Dad, we're gonna give that one away. And this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna create a marketing strategy around this one thing. What did I do here? I took advantage of a couple of things. Number one, the situation that was happening in the world and where people had attention. Number two, my father's information and valuable thing that was already being given to the world and it was already available and it was just a little piece of the whole thing. I said to the world, I went to social media and I said, because we are stronger together, I want to give you this little piece for free. In this particular time of need, there's nothing more valuable than us helping each other out. So that was my strategy. I went to the world and I told them, I'm going to help you. I'm going to give you this information that I sell and I'm going to give it to you for free so you can handle a particular aspect of your body. And people came in and I said, in order for you to benefit from this particular thing that I'm going to give you for free, I need you to commit to three things. Number one, I need you to commit to get the course done, get the lesson done. Number two, I need you to help me spread the word. Together we are stronger. So I'm going to give you a special link and I want you to help me share with the world that we are helping them with this free information. Number three, if you're happy with what we accomplished, what we did together, the value that you got, you're going to help me with a testimonial video and then you get permanent access to this particular lesson that I gave you for free. When I did that, we had 10,000 people on our list at that point. We had 10,000 already, emails and phone numbers. In 6 weeks, our list went from 10,000 to 220,000 and the company exploded. So I took a strategy and I implemented it and I got a lot of attention with the same amount of money and energy. So that is scale. So one of the magical things that a business owner can focus on is figure out strategies that are taking advantage of the present environment and the present opportunities for them to be able to actually grow and leverage opportunities. Usually you would have to pay somewhere around $5 to get a phone number and email. Well, I paid nothing and I got 220,000 phone numbers and emails. That's opportunities. That's leveraging. When I look around the environment, I'm like, okay, well, what's happening in COVID right now? People are not going to be buying courses right now, but I need attention still. So because everybody's afraid of investing money or everybody's being careful about themselves and about their finances, I need to figure out how I can give them something in exchange for their information because I'm not getting their money right now. So when the panic went down and people were already like, okay, you know, it seems like we're going to survive. People started buying our products, our courses and everything else at scale. So we took off. You take away that strategy, we are not where we're at today. So that was taking a business and scaling it, taking advantage of scaling that business with a great marketing strategy. So growth without having to put too much more money or growth and keeping the results that you're getting at a larger number, at a larger volume. So that's scaling. Now at scale, it's a different definition. Like it's two words. At scale means taking what you're doing at a certain level and magnifying that. And that is at scale. So if I want to help at scale, I don't want to just help people here in this building. I want to help people in the entire city. If I want to help at scale, I don't want to just help people in the city. I want to help people in the state. If I want to help at scale, I want to help people in the entire country. That's me. My desire to do something at scale simply means that from the concept of having a scale, something to measure, I want to do it at a larger volume. I want to do it at a larger scale. Let's see what it says. A phrase that means at the required size to solve the problem. At scale typically refers to handling larger volumes on a large scale involving large amounts or volumes of something at scale.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, go ahead, leave us a review and subscribe to tune in for future episodes. And if you're looking for a team that'll go above and beyond for you and your brand, go to talktoaninja.com today.